Dance is an ephemeral art form. Unlike music or theater, there's no perfect way to preserve a dance to pass it on to younger artists. For 25 years, the University of Washington Chamber Dance Company has presented and archived classics from the modern dance canon. The company's made up of 6 graduate students in the university's dance program. Founder and director Hannah Wiley told Marcy Silman the program's emphasis is really on academic research.
The performing, the Chamber Dance Company, really just takes up a summer quarter. Takes up my whole year, but it takes just a summer, and then they perform it in early fall.
So how soon after you came back to the University of Washington were you able to implement this idea?
I started as the director of the dance program in 1987, autumn, and the program began in 1990. So that's 25 years ago. It was a hard fight. Dance is a very difficult pursuit for some people to understand. I think once a person has been given permission not to try to find meaning or try to find the importance of something or to go to a dance concert to work on it, once they've been given permission, just enjoy whatever it is you can enjoy. They start to understand it and start to find meaning in it. I think the fear of being unable to find meaning is what keeps people away.
I'm speaking with Hannah Wiley. She's the founder and director of the University of Washington Chamber Dance Company. And over your 25 years, you've presented how many dances? Hundreds?
Well over 100. And they're all in an archive, a special collection in Suzalo Library.
How far back do you dip?
I start at 1896.
What are you looking for exactly when you seek out choreographers? There's been dance making for, centuries. But in this particular instance, what suits you and what suits your company?
I try to look for work that's significant in some way, either historically or artistically or both. But I mostly am looking for work that hasn't been seen here or was only seen here many, many years ago. I think even when works are historically significant, I suppose I'm looking for something with educative value to it.
It's one thing if you're going to remount a choreographer who came of age when there was videotape so that there are actual moving pictures of these people as they dance. But how do you remount something that's more than 110 years old? How do you put it onto living bodies?
It usually is passed body to body. So once in a while we have a score. And that's a very different process, setting a dance from a score, than a person physicalizing the content and working together with the dancers. It's a very human exchange, and it's quite beautiful.
Where do you start when you decide, this is what I want to do?
Most of the early works are reconstructed. The older works aren't normally conveyed that way because there's no one around. But once in a while, if I'm interested in a certain choreographer, I'll search around to see if there is anyone still alive who actually had a one-on-one relationship with a choreographer.
There are dance libraries and archives around the country, but how many things like the Chamber Dance Company exist in this country?
I would say the collection is probably the largest self-generated dance collection. We get a lot of requests from people to have special access because they can't find the work anyplace else.
When you think about all that you've done, what makes you proudest?
That isn't a fair question.
I'm not in a fair profession.
I'm probably the proudest of the fact that we're able to capture this ephemeral work and change people's artistic lives because of it. And I don't mean only the graduate students. They are changed by it. They're changed by embodying it. But our whole undergraduate population in the dance program is educated in a particular way that many, many undergraduates across the country aren't educated. I think there's a level of sophistication about the modern dance canon, a level of sophistication that comes from a vital, living source that I'm the most proud of.
Hannah Wiley, the founder and director of the University of Washington Chamber Dance Company. It celebrates its 25th anniversary this weekend at Meany Hall on the UW campus. She spoke with KUOW's Marcy Silman.